your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Graves along with Billy Blake here at Bainbridge Guilford Central School on a Friday night as the BG Bobcats lead it by, we'll call it 4-1 over the Delhi Bulldogs. If we look at Delhi first, it is Brian Ingram who has managed to churn out the most yardage so far as the backfielder has picked up unofficially something over 45 yards. Quarterback Ben Dennison not very far behind him at about 36. But if you look at the long yardage, it has to be a guy by the name of Mazzarella. Jake Mazzarella has done a really terrific job. He's closing in on the 200-yard mark in this ball game. Of course, it didn't hurt any that he started with a 65-yard run on the first play from scrimmage and has just added to his total from there. He's something up over 175, 180 yards. I have him unofficially at 185. But we'll always go on the conservative side as we can. As far as Justin Sirigliano, he has something over 40 yards, and Corbin Palmer's run the ball a couple of times, and he is in the teens. So we've had a couple of very, very fine performances from both teams.
The Morabito Halftime Report has been brought to you by the area's full-service energy provider. Remember, Morabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your energy dollar. Call the folks at Morabito Energy Products at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT.
Well, we told you that tomorrow evening we'll be down at Seton Catholic Central. The contest is with Seton Catholic Central. I'll actually be at Binghamton's stadium. That will be a night contest. We want to make mention of the fact that Sydney will be playing at Whitney Point tomorrow, and we've been told that that's a later ball game starting around 3 o'clock. Harpersville is on the road tomorrow afternoon. They are down at Livingston Manor. And as we said, the contest that we'll have for you tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock from Alumni Stadium, it's going to be the Unitigo Spartans taking on the Seton Catholic Central Saints. So those are games of importance that are on tap for tomorrow. We have a number of games around the area tonight, and we have more exciting football coming up for you next week. And we will bring all of that to you and facts and figures and all of that stuff coming up a little bit later here on WCDF. So we have the meetings of the co-captains all over again. I don't know if you were watching what was going on out there, but we don't have a whole lot that is different than what we saw before. So we will see it go from there. So, Mr. Bill, what's the good word? Do you have a good week? Get all sorts of good stuff done? Study hard? All of that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Very quick week. And I felt like just yesterday was last Friday night and already back at it here in week number two.
Yeah, this week went by very quickly, and I have no clue. Maybe it was Monday off. I don't know. Well, we have the ball all teed up, and they're going to be ready to go as it will be Palmer and company getting ready to kick off, as they will be kicking off to the Delhi Bulldogs. And with the ball, it's going to be kicked away by Lewis Butcher. And here to bring you the third quarter, Mr. Billy Blake.
Thank you, Harry. And it's Noah DeDominicus with a great return. He's across midfield and dragged down at the Bobcats' 45-yard line. That's a great start for Delhi in this second half as they trail 28-8.
Noah DeDominicus managed to get a little tiny hole. It wasn't one of those that you could drive a Mack truck through, but he squirted through and turned that one into a good run back, getting across the 45. The official said he was pushed out of bounds at the 48-yard line in Bobcat territory.
Delhi attacking from left to right in this third quarter. Man in motion was the Dominicus, and he gets the ball. He picks up a gain of 5 on the ground. It will be 2nd and 5 from the Bobcats' 43-yard line.
We have seen Dean Dominicus do so many things today, yet actually he has carried the ball relatively few times. That is only his 3rd carry. Either that or the stat man was asleep at the switch. I don't know which. Either is possible.
2nd and 5. 2 receivers to the left, and DeDominicus in motion again. This time it is Ingram, the big, powerful runner. He gets the ball and gets a gain of 3 or 4.
Probably picks up about 4 in there. That puts him up over 51 yards now.
And it will be 3rd and a long 2 from the BG 40-yard line.
Watch the signals that aren't audible. If you look at Dennison, he picks that foot up just about every play to start things going. So you watch him. That's an intentional signal. DeDominicus split off to the near side with Simons this time.
Newman in motion. And it is Ingram who gets the ball. He has a 1st down as he's dragged down inside the BG 35-yard line near the 33.
So Ingram now well up over 50 yards as he has punched it down to, we will call it, the 33-and-a-half-yard line.
Run after run for the Bulldogs to start this 2nd half.
This time it's Newman who's way off on the near side.
2 receivers to the left. DeDominicus in motion. And he will get the ball. DeDominicus picks up 5 or 6. And there's a slew of Bobcat defenders on the tackle.
We said before that Noah's only about 155 pounds. He takes a beating every time he carries that football. But he's like that ever-ready rabbit. You know, he takes a licking and just keeps on going. Going to be, we'll call it 2nd and about 6. So we'll give DeDominicus a 4-yard pickup that time.
9:30 to go and counting in the 3rd quarter. Dennison in shotgun this time. 2 receivers to the left. DeDominicus in motion. And Dennison keeps the ball. He's up the middle, breaks a tackle, and he gets a 1st down, a powerful run by Ben Dennison. He broke 1 tackle, and he ran right through a Bobcat defender.
That one started at about the 29. And when they get all through, let's see, they're down inside. I lose the markings over there, but it looks to me like the ball is going to be probably down to about maybe the 18, 19.
Red zone offense for the Delhi Bulldogs. This drive has already taken 3 minutes off the clock. Newman, the receiver, split right, 2 to the left. Now Newman comes in motion. And Dennison hands it off to the junior Brian Ingram. And Ingram picks up a couple on that one. It will be 2nd down and 7.
Oh, Ingram had a lot of company, and it was all in blue jerseys. So Ingram that time picks up a couple, but he had to work for him. This is the middle of 3 BG Bobcat games in a row. We saw them last week on the opening weekend, and we've got this game tonight, and we'll see them at Unadilla Valley against the Storm next Saturday afternoon.
Dennison in shotgun. Newman, the receiver, split right. Dennison looking over the middle of the field, and that pass is dropped by Brandon Simons. An inexcusable drop by the senior. He was wide open and simply dropped the ball. Dennison couldn't have thrown that football any better.
You know, Simons just shouted up to me, and he says, if you think this job down on the field is easy, you come down and do it. Poor Simons that time did have it right in the gut, and the ball did pop loose.
8:09 on the clock in the 3rd quarter. 3rd down and 7 for the Bulldogs. Opening drive of the 2nd half. It's the BG Bobcats 28 and the Delhi Bulldogs 8. Dennison in shotgun. Newman, the receiver, to the right. Dennison rolling out of the pocket. That throw is complete along the far sidelines.
It's going to be good for the 1st down, Billy. That was a situation where the intended receiver was down there, and I want to say that was Noah DeDominicus, but poor Noah couldn't get any running room at all. There was a man on him as soon as he took that ball, and he couldn't get a foot forward motion after that, but he is down inside the five.
First and goal from, it looks like, the four-yard line for Delhi. 4 minutes has already gone by in this quarter. A long but efficient drive for the Bulldogs.
So the Bulldogs continue to chip away. They're not rolling over and playing dead.
One receiver to the left, two in the backfield. And Dennison hands it off for the Delhi touchdown.
So we'll have to see.
That was...
And I did not
Ingram,
see
42.
Up. Was it Ingram that came up?
Ryan Ingram, the junior, gets the call and runs it in from 4 yards out. And with 7:56 on the clock in the third quarter, it's a 28-14 ball game. The Bulldogs went for two before, and it looks like they're going to try the two-point conversion again as Ben Dennison runs back to the huddle after talking things over with his coach, Dave Kelly.
So that ups the score to 28-14. And it looks like the Bulldogs are going to keep it on the ground again, Billy.
Two in the backfield. Ingram gets the call again.
Well, I'll tell you.
And the officials talking things over, and they say he did not get in. So the run for Ingram is no good on the two-point conversion.
Well, I saw Dennison call and put his arms up, so he thought it was in. So the run for the PAT is no good, and as a result, the score stays 28-14. This game ain't over yet. It is going to be an interesting contest. So next week, we'll get into the games where you can look back and you can say, okay, a team has a such-and-such overall record with their non-league games, and they also have a couple of league games. This one is not a league game tonight. Even though these schools are both Class D schools, this is a non-league contest as they play in different divisions. So for both of these teams, it will be two non-league games to start the season, and they don't get down to the serious action until next weekend. Well, we are going to be having the ball kicked away this time by the Delhi Bulldogs. Guess I better give Ingram three more yards. That gets him up over 60 now. He gets credit for the touchdown. It's going to be Ben Dennison who is going to tee up the football, and he's ready to kick it away. And if I had to give a guess, it's probably going to be Cole Webb and Lucas Butcher back doing the receiving. Am I right?
Sirigliano is back there as well, and he's the one that makes the catch. Sirigliano gets past his own 30, and he's taken down at his own 32-yard line, not terrible field position to start this drive for BG at all.
Decent run back for the 5'5", 145-pound senior, Sirigliano. Justin putting the legs in motion and powering his way forward.
So Corbin Palmer and company on the field for the first time in this second half as the Bobcats have a 14-point lead, 28-14 the score, with 7:48 on the clock in the third quarter. Palmer?
This is one of those where you just want to protect your first half lead. Flags all over the place.
And this is on the Bobcats, so that will push them back 5 yards.
5 yard penalty on the Bobcats.
I didn't happen to get any of the word, and sometimes you do get this in advance, as to why the delayed start on that Sydney game tomorrow. But over at Whitney Point, it's going to start at 3 o'clock tomorrow instead of at 1:30. We will not be broadcasting a game tomorrow. As well, Billy, I'd like to say we're saving your voice for the night game tomorrow.
First and 15 for the Bobcats. And there's a carry up the middle for Mazzarella. And he gets two or three on that gain.
Mazzarella picks up about three of the penalty yards that they had before. So it'll still bring up a second, and we'll call it now 12.
Ball spotted on their own 31-yard line as Corbin Palmer runs back to the huddle, gives his team the play call. Two receivers. It's Butcher and Webb, and there's a handoff to Sirigliano, and Sirigliano lost the football. That's a fumble, and Delhi recovers. Sirigliano turns the ball over, and Delhi takes over at the 30-yard line.
We have a couple of very excited players in there. Kenz Matthijs, who plays in the interior line for the offensive unit, now that he's on defense for Delhi, he was instrumental in that play. Also, that old familiar name, Noah DeDominicus, both of them made that call pointing our ball, and they're right. It's first and 10 for the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs down by 14 have a chance to cut it to a one-possession game, and now there's another fumble, a bad snap between the center and the quarterback, Dennison, and now it will be BG ball. So the Bobcats get the ball right back.
So what goes around comes around. The only people that really did anything on that play were only the line chain gang over on the far side, as they have to move. Nobody else moves.
So a quick turnaround as the offensive unit back on the field for BG, and Delhi gets their defensive players back on the field.
Make mention of the fact one of the anchors for Delhi is a sophomore by the name of Wade Clark. He has number 56, and he now looks across from, he's playing both ways, and he looks across at a lot of blue.
Corbin Palmer hands this one off to Mazzarella. Mazzarella doesn't get too much there, but there is a flag on the field.
Yeah, there's a flag back that was thrown from the Delhi side of the line. They're going to say it's holding against the BG Bobcats.
So they will respot the ball, take some yardage away from BG after that hold.
Yeah, they march it off. And remember, that play started at the 30-yard line, so they're going to be marching that back a couple.
First and 20. From the 21-yard line for the Bobcats.
Ben Dennison playing on defense, split off to the far sidelines. He's watching Bowerly.
Palmer back to pass, and he had Cole Webb, the junior, wide open. But Webb couldn't make the catch. It falls incomplete, second down.
So you end up with a long strike as far as Palmer's concerned.
And Austin Bowerly was a receiver split out to the right that time with Webb to the left. And it was a quick five-step drop for Corbin Palmer. He tried to hit Webb, but Webb couldn't keep his hands on it. Second and 20 for the Bobcats. Butcher and Webb, the two receivers. Bowerly, the tight end, Mazzarella and Sirigliano in the backfield. And Sirigliano gets the ball, and he gets three or four on that one, but it will still be a long third down play upcoming for the BG Bobcats.
Sirigliano got back to about the 25-yard line. We have an official's timeout as we have one of the Bulldogs down. It looks like it's a cramp sort of situation. And, this is going to be Coach Warren Kelly, the son of the father and son coaching team, comes out, lifts up that leg to try to stretch out those muscles. And I can't see who it's on. It does not seem to be particularly hurt. And when you get the cramps, you just want to get those muscles to relax and to stretch again. And so Warren Kelly is now both Kelly, father and son, are both out there now. But they're just stretching the muscles of the player who is down. So there's going to be a momentary pause in the action. Now, the Bobcats may be using it as a strategy session as they're meeting with Coach Mattingly on the near side. Both Delhi coaches are attending to the down player, so they're leaving it to the Delhi Bulldog team to set things up on their own from the far sideline.
And there is 6:26 on the clock in the third quarter, still a 28-14 Bobcats lead.
Yeah, the player, this is definitely a stretch muscle situation because the player is not writhing in any sort of pain. He is actually sitting up. I didn't call out because I wanted to make sure who the name was before I said it, but he is actually got his hands behind his head and sort of bringing his head up, and it's almost like he was going to do sit-ups. I don't know. You're thinking that's Ben Dennison that's down?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're doing? Yeah. I just couldn't see the numbers. It looks to me on his shoulder muscle or shoulder numbers, it looks like it's number 11 Dennison. And as we said, they're just trying to get the muscles to relax a little bit. Coming up tomorrow evening, there is no afternoon game tomorrow on WCDO. We had all sorts of people with all sorts of commitments, so that one didn't go our way. But the evening game tomorrow will be from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium for the second week in a row. Billy and I will be down doing that contest for you. It will be the Unitego Spartans taking on the Seton Catholic Central Saints, and the man is being helped off the field.
Yep, Ben Dennison being helped off by assistant coach Warren Kelly and a couple other people around him. And Ben Dennison, not only the quarterback for this Delhi football team, but a key part to the defense as well. That's a big piece that team.
If he ends up staying out, lots of times. Now, he's going out, I won't say limping, but he's not putting a whole lot of weight on that strained muscle. But you may find he may be running up and down the sidelines in about another 4 or 5 minutes, and that may be all for naught as far as the hopes of the Bobcats are concerned. Everybody's back out on the field now, and we're about ready to go.
It's a long third down for the Bobcats. Third and 13. Corbin Palmer dropping back, and that throw is incomplete, intended for Lucas Butcher, and it will be a fourth down coming up for the Bobcats.
Yeah, Butcher just simply couldn't catch up to it. Butcher, as we noted before, when he went for a long pass downfield before, and we said that he couldn't catch up to it, he just couldn't stretch enough for it. Remember, he's 5'8", 143 pounds. And that was another one of those cases where he wanted to stretch a little bit more and just couldn't get it.
So here is a punt by Austin Bowerly. Noah DeDominicus back for the Bulldogs, but he won't get a chance to return it.
Nah,
and the ball will be placed at the 48-yard line. So
yeah.
Excellent field position for Delhi.
Now, not only is it the 48, it's the 48-yard line in Bainbridge territory. Noah was back at about the 40-yard line to receive that ball. It never got within 10 yards of him. That one came down as one of those golfing chip shots that came right down at the 49, still in Bobcat territory. Only bounced about a yard back, and that was all. I wonder who they will bring in as their reserve quarterback. As we said, Ben Dennison was not there. And let's see, they're going to put Newman in motion.
It looks like it might be 42 Brian Ingram, who is taking over as quarterback, or 22, excuse me.
I think it's 22. I think it's Simons that they brought in. Simons has been one of the receivers for the Bulldogs, and I think he is the reserve quarterback. And, yeah, he is listed on the roster as a quarterback, defender, or defensive back, and a wide receiver.
So no gain on that first play. It will be second down and 10 as Simon's getting the signal from Coach Dave Kelly. And as you said, Harry, Ben Dennison over on the sidelines trying to run it off, jog it out, and get back in the ballgame.
You watch. That may come about. I wouldn't be surprised.
Newman and the man in motion. Simons hands it off to Ingram, and he picks up around 5 yards. And third play coming up for Delhi.
So Ingram gets down inside the 45-yard line. They're going to place that ball down closer to the 42. It's between the 42 and the 43. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt and call it a 5-yard pickup. We're going to have a momentary pause. We have an equipment problem on one of the Bobcats. So while they're trying to, snap whatever snap has come unsnapped, that's going to give everybody about 10 breaths more.
Under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Third down and 5 for Delhi. Brendan Simons, the quarterback now, and a whistle and a timeout, Delhi.
So we've got a pause in the action. Our score here at Bainbridge-Guilford is the Bobcats 28 and the Delhi Bulldogs 14. Friday Night Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Mike and Kathy Butler, along with the Butler Auto Sales family, wish all their customers a safe and happy Labor Day weekend. They've given their employees the full weekend off and will be closed through Monday so they can enjoy time with their families. Butler Auto Sales also wishes the best of luck to all Tri-County area high school sports teams as they begin the new season. Butler Auto Sales will reopen Tuesday with their incredible selection, low prices, and special savings with the SFCU OMG Auto Loan Sale. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See their complete selection at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake back here at Bainbridge-Guilford. We're in the third period of this ball game, and carrying in your way is Mr. Billy Blake.
Thank you, Harry. And Ben Dennison comes back in after that timeout, and he gives the ball to the junior back, Brian Ingram. And
yep.
We'll see if that is close to a first down. I don't think he got it, but it will be a fourth down coming up for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's a situation where Ben Dennison that time walked back to the sidelines to talk to one of the coaches, Kelly, to get the next play. You couldn't see any hint of a limp. So it was one of those where as soon as that cramp let loose, he's back at Adam.
Fourth and short for Delhi at the Bainbridge 40-yard line.
And we'll call it a couple. They have to measure. It may be like 1 3/4 yards.
Dennison, the quarterback in shotgun with the Dominicus in motion. Dennison drops back, looks to his right, throws complete for a first down. That was 22, Brandon Simons.
Yeah, he got that first down. Simons was in there. It looks to me like we had possibly number 28 for the Bobcats. That was Justin Sirigliano, who ended up maybe twisting something defensively. Yeah, he's being attended to as they're trying to stretch out those muscles a little bit on him. So he, being an offensive backfielder, was playing defensively going up against Simons. And all of a sudden, he dove to the sidelines as fast as he could because he could feel that cramp coming in. You could just tell.
First down and 10 for Delhi at the Bainbridge 34-yard line. Under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 28-14 Bobcats lead.
Watch again for the foot. They didn't use it that time.
Dennison and shotgun looking to his left. That throw was intended for Austin Gullo. But that one was incomplete. Throw was a bit short.
Yeah,
and it will be second down.
Gullo off on the flat left side that time. It looked to me, to be respectful to Mr. Dennison, looked a little underthrown that time. I don't think that was the pass that he wanted to toss up. Now we see that we have the injured man up and walking around here for the Bobcats. So it looks like Justin Sirigliano is shaking the tightness of that muscle away.
Timeout.
Just in time.
Timeout called by Delhi. And we have 3:34 on the clock. 28-14 Bobcats lead. This is high school football on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Gary Grace and Billy Blake here at Bainbridge Guilford. A couple of Class D schools going at it. Non-league contest. 3.5 minutes remaining. Period number 3. The BG Bobcats leading the Delhi Bulldogs 28-14.
Dennison in shotgun. And Dennison keeps it himself. And he is wrapped up by a Bobcat defender.
Yeah, you got to give credit that time to number 52. That is Chris Pirelli. He is a senior, 6 feet tall, 235 pounds of determination.
So a loss of 4 or 5 on that play. Third down and long coming up for Delhi at the Bobcats 39-yard line.
Who ended up taking the loss on that? Was that Ingram carrying the ball?
Dennison.
Dennison carrying the ball. Oh, they give it to the quarterback. So he's still up over 40 yards on that loss of about 4.
Dennison in the huddle. Now they break. He's under center this time, and they got to hurry to the line of scrimmage. And there is a flag down.
Well, I don't see the flag down, but you can tell just by the reaction of everybody that that's exactly what it is. Delay of game. Still 2:35 showing on the clock. The ball is being, it was declined. It's going to be left right at the 39-yard line. It will bring up a third down. People that are most excited about that are the officials are taking out their pads and writing on their little notes.
Both teams in their huddles, a big play in this ballgame as the Bulldogs trail by 14. It's 3rd and 15 at the 39-yard line with 2:35 remaining in the third quarter. Billy Blake and Harry Graves with you in Bainbridge.
And a rather, we'll call it nervous, Dave Kelly, pacing the far sidelines. Warren Kelly, the son, just cool, calm, and collected. But it's Dad who is at the line of scrimmage, pacing back and forth. Now he looks down the line of scrimmage.
Dennison is in shotgun with 3 wide receivers. Dennison looking left, and that throw is tipped in, falls incomplete. Fourth down for Delhi.
Yeah, I think the guy that you've got to give credit to is Jake Mazzarella on that one. I think that Mazzarella just tipped that ball away. That looked like at the very last second that it was ever so slightly deflected, and I think Maz got a hand on it and managed to divert its intended course. I think that Brandon Simons was the man who was intended to receive that one.
So the Bulldogs in no man's land, I guess you could call it. 4th and 15 at the 39. And it looks as if in the huddle, it looks like Delhi will attempt to go for it on 4th and 15. Dennison will be in shotgun. Newman, the receiver, to the right. And 2 others line up to the left. Pressure coming on Dennison. That throw is complete to Gullo. And Gullo still up. He's still on his feet and gets dragged down. He had 2 or 3 Bobcat players on his back, but he was relentless. And the Delhi Bulldogs, I believe, pick up the first down.
That the big question on that one, Billy, was where was Gullo down? And if he had been stopped by blue uniforms before he got to the line of scrimmage, then that would have been where the ball was going to be. But he got the first down territory, not the line of scrimmage, but the first down territory. He got the first down territory in a yard or two after that.
First down and 10 inside the 20 for the Bulldogs. Dennison drops back to pass. That one is tipped but caught by Brandon Simons. The linebacker looked like he got his hand on it and tipped it up in the air, but Simons... heads-up awareness by him to see the football and catch it before it hit the grass.
1:55 showing on the clock. It is another first down. So a good passing situation as Dennison picks up one.
Everything right now favoring the Bulldogs. 1:45 and counting in the third quarter. First and goal for the Bulldogs. As they trail 28-14, trying to climb back into it. Three in the backfield, tight end to the right, no receivers. And there's a carry for Ingram.
The ball that time carried by Ingram, and Ingram just worked ever so hard. As he probably picked up another five. He's now up to 75 yards, and it's going to be second and goal to go.
Delhi 1 yard away from making this a one-possession game.
So this is one of those. Dennison goes over to talk to the coaching staff. He comes back in with the play, and we'll see quarterback keeper or Ingram.
Ingram and Newman in the backfield. And there's no signal. Now we get a signal from one official, and it is a touchdown Bulldogs.
So that is one of those where you have to say to Dennison, and Dennison earned that one all the way. He plunges in that 1 yard and gets the touchdown, but I'll tell you, it was a hard-earned. With 45 seconds left, it was a hard-earned touchdown.
And the Bulldogs, like they have before, will attempt to go for 2 points.
That now is the second touchdown for the Bulldogs in this quarter.
Three in the backfield, tight end to the right. And Dennison keeps it himself, and he does not get in. So the two-point conversion failed, and it's a 28-20 score with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. An exciting Friday night here in Bainbridge. This is high school football on the Tri-County Harpy WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake. Well, Mr. Bill, I don't think we're going to see too many reserves into this ball game too quickly tonight. It is a 28-20 ball game. 4 touchdowns to 3 if you prefer. So it ain't over yet. All starters are pretty much in there. The Bobcats led it at the half, 28-8, but two short touchdown runs. Ingram got a plunge. Dennison got a plunge. All of the extra points didn't figure, and they may be big later on, as you said before. And our score is 28-20 right now.
Ben Dennison set to kick off for Delhi, Justin Sirigliano, and Lucas Butcher back deep for the Bobcats, and it's a short kick. And the Bobcats will start this drive from their own 43-yard line. A short kick by Dennison, and that was
short
number 30.
Short by Dennison, but it was captured down by number 30, and I don't know. Okay, that's Mike Nordberg. And it's funny because we mentioned Norberg's name so many times in the last game, and I'm not certain we've mentioned it at all today. Now, Norberg did start in the last game, and he's not in the lineup, or was not in the starting lineup in this contest.
So 36.8 on the clock in the third quarter for Corbin Palmer and the rest of his BG offense. Two receivers. There's Sirigliano up the middle, and he gets 7 or 8, and he's right down at midfield.
So he just earned every bit of that. He carried a man with him, I think, most of that run.
Second and 3 at the 50. Clock continues to run down. We have 15 seconds to go, and the Bobcats don't have much urgency to get to the line of scrimmage, and that will do it for the third quarter. We have ourselves quite a fourth quarter coming up. This next 12 minutes should be entertaining. It's the BG Bobcats 28, Delhi Bulldogs 20. This is Friday Night High School Football on WCDO.
September savings are here this week at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Enjoy the savings this week with fresh Western grain-fed whole boneless center-cut pork loins for just $1.89 a pound. How about locally grown bi-color super sweet corn 6 years for $1.99? Also enjoy red ripe whole sweet seedless watermelons this week for $3.99 a piece. In our frozen department, we have all of our assorted Orida French fries at a great price of 2 for $5. Stop by our grocery department for great savings with 5-pound bags of Best Jet sugar, also 2 for $5. We have assorted Best Jet canned vegetables at 2 for $1. Assorted bags of Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free. And large assorted flavors of Folgers ground coffee for $7.99 each. Have you checked out in our meat department the new Signature Series line of assorted frozen meat, vegetables, and desserts? Mix and match any of these great products such as breaded chicken patties, beef patties, crinkle cut fries, pepperoni pizza, blackberry or peach cobbler, and so many more for all the fantastic price of $4.99 each, or pick 5 of these great items and pay only $19.99 for all 5. Just another way your local BK5 Great Americans are here for you to help save you money.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Graves along with Billy Blake back here at the Bainbridge-Guilford High School football field. A 28-20 football game. BG leading the Delhi Bulldogs. Remember, as I just said a moment ago, it was 28-8 at the half, but two unanswered so far touchdowns by the Bulldogs in the third quarter has closed that gap. And the difference may be that it is two extra points that have been missed.
And there is a first down on a carry for the Bobcats as they try to get some points back on their lead. Corbin Palmer, the quarterback, gets back to the huddle. And with the play-by-play in the fourth quarter, let's turn it over to the one and the only, Harry Graves.
The one and the only. You've got two baseball announcers here, folks. We enjoy doing football for you. Ball kept on the ground. Corbin Palmer just puts it into the gut of Jake Mazzarella. Maz picks up a yard as he will get down to the 40-yard line. Second, and we'll call it 9. For those of you who did not happen to hear the introduction that we gave of Billy last week, he happens to be the summertime voice of the Albany Dutchman, has the same job that I have with the Oneonta Outlaws, and we love doing football. Corbin Palmer wants the pass, will not have the opportunity, as Noah DeDominicus comes in there quickly and brings him down. Number 54 was also in on that. Tyler Cumston. The two men combined to drop Palmer back for about a 3-yard loss. Give me the roster part of that sheet right there, and then you can have the rest of the clipboard. It's one of those things where I usually have two clipboards. I did not bring both of them today. Shame on me. Palmer dropping back, has lots of time. Oh, he intends it for Austin Bowerly. Bowerly is hit and goes down hard, and the fans erupt as a flag is thrown, and the man that it was thrown against was Ben Dennison, the quarterback now playing defender, and that makes the crowd go crazy.
And that was a extremely close play. There could have been a flag. There might not have been a flag, but that call goes in favor of BG, and that's a much-needed first down for the Bobcats.
So the BG Bobcats pick up the first down. The ball is moved down to the 26-yard line, and the BG cheerleaders whoop it up and get the crowd going here. Corbin Palmer hands it off to the first man through, and on the ground coming up now will finally be Mazzarella. Sirigliano had taken a few steps to the near side and then says, look, guys, I don't have the ball. Go back that way. Gain on the play of a couple. Austin Bowerly with his back to us in the huddle, 6'3", 215 pounds. He splits out, and the ball will be kept on the ground, but there's that little yellow marker, and they're going to say illegal procedure against the Bobcats.
And penalties just take so much energy out of a drive, and also, too, being at home, it just takes so much energy and noise away from your home crowd.
That is exactly true. So, Big Tyler Johnson now is the man who is standing up. He at 6'3", sort of towers over the huddle. He is one of the defensive guards, or offensive guards in this case, for the Bobcats. The pitch comes out to Mazzarella.
He fumbled the ball, I think.
Mazzarella is going to be hit hard. The ball is loose. On the ground is Bowerly. Bowerly was saying, didn't the play stop here before it was pitched back to the man? Well, we'll see. And what are they going to say? Are they going to say, yep, they're going to say it is third down still. So Bowerly was correct. Apparently the man's knee had gone down. So now Austin Bowerly waiting for Corbin Palmer to come back in with the play. He does, gets into the huddle. And the first man out is going to be Timmy Waltz, the center. Palmer walks up behind him, and the play starts almost immediately. Palmer wants to pass. He's got Bowerly down in the left-hand corner, and he overthrows the intended receiver.
He had him wide open. Bowerly had the safety, Ben Dennison, beat to that corner near the pylon. And if Palmer connects with Bowerly, that's 6 points, and this place would erupt.
I like those big words you use. You mean that funny little orange thing down there, and you call it a pylon? I thought piling on is something that you did when you had a whole bunch of defenders that got you. Timeout going to be called against the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats. Poor Billy doesn't know if we're being serious or if we're not. If we look at the divisions, we talked about it before. For the BG Bobcats, they will not come in with their first league game until this next week. Next week, they travel up to Unadilla Valley to take on the Storm. And then they have their second league game the very next week against the Unitego Spartans. And then they conclude their league season on week six against Oxford over at Oxford. For Delhi, that's not the case. Their next game next week is their first league game against Deposit. Then 2 weeks later, they come back with a game against Walton at Walton. And I'll tell you, that Route 10 rivalry over there in Delaware County is always a brawl when Delhi has to travel down to Walton. But the Then they have 2 weeks or another week off before they meet Harpersville in their third game. The ball is going to be kicked away. It is Bowerly who kicks it out of bounds. On a fourth and about 12 situation, Bowerly was kicking from the 40-yard line. So now the chains are going to be moved down. Well, I guess they're going to put it right at the 11. They're going to say it went out of bounds, but not in the air. So it bounced once first.
That's a great punt by Bowerly. You don't see too many high school punters with the ability to put the ball in the corner like that and give their opponents not-so-good field position to work with.
You want to drop it in the coffin corner if you can. So, 8-11 showing on the clock. The BG Bobcats still leading by a 28-20 score. And up with the ball will be Ben Dennison. He's going to send Newman in motion. Dennison now looks to hand it off in there, and I believe it is going to be number 42. That is going to be Ingram, and Ingram will get a yard, maybe two, as he gets out to about the 13. I'll tell you, if you get the opportunity to use all of your influence with the school district, a wraparound glass here would be wonderful, and get rid of this solid post that I can't see through. Get a big smile from the timekeeper here on that suggestion. Second and eight. Dennison wants to throw. He's got a man out on the flat. He fires it intended for Austin Gullo, but Gullo can't get going fast enough to go for it. I just gave Austin Gullo that credit. I don't know if that was Gullo or not. Yeah, Ted DeDominicus is 88. Number 86 is Gullo, and I know Ted DeDominicus is missing this game today. He is the senior older brother of running back Noah DeDominicus, who has been mentioned a lot in this ballgame. Well, the BG fans whooping it up. The ball going to be kept on the ground again. Usually when they keep it on the ground, it's usually Ingram who carries it. We'll see if he is the last man up. And yep, he is. Big number 42 off the bottom of the pile. He picked up a couple more. He's going to bring up a fourth, and we'll call it five, as Ingram only getting out to about the, well, maybe 18-yard line.
And Delhi really has no choice but to punt this ball away from inside your own 20-yard line.
Yeah, you do not want to serve it up to the Bobcats on a platter, and it would be a platter if you turned it over inside the 20. And once again, we are seeing a delay of game called against the Bulldogs. We have seen that two or three times now where I don't know if Dennison's going with a long count or if they're just not breaking out of the huddle and getting going quickly enough. Now the white hat begins the clock, and it's going to be a low kick that is going to finally be picked up by one of the Bulldogs. It was touched by the Bobcats, and it bounced right back to them. It was grabbed in there, I believe, by Dennison, who may have done the kicking. He picked it up, very alertly ran with it to the far sidelines. He goes out of bounds. Now, here's the interesting thing. The ball is on the 25-yard line. So not only did he kick it, not only did he pick it up after it touched the man, but he gets enough for the first down he gets out of bounds at the 25 and picks up 6 yards.
That's about as big as a momentum shift as you will see in this ballgame tonight.
The one thing that I am impressed with here, and the ball is going to be kept on the ground, and there's a big scramble for it there, as it's carried forth by Gullo, which meant that it had to be a pass, which I didn't even see. The thing that that impresses me so much here is that you've got two really heady quarterbacks. Dennison has been impressive as a quarterback, and you know that we both have a lot of respect in there for Corbin Palmer. And that will bring up a second, and we'll call it about nine. No longer are the Bulldogs remaining in their huddle quite as long. DeDominicus off on the near sideline, split out, dropping back is Dennison. Oh, the pass is going to be intended for Brandon Simon. Simon's dove for it, couldn't get it, but immediately there is a flag thrown right beside Dennison, and it will be a call against the BG Bobcat defender.
That, I think, was Justin Sorgliano, who knew immediately he got called for the pass interference. He just got up and started shaking his head, and he gives Delhi an automatic first down with 5:22 on the clock.
And what happens in some of those cases, Billy, is that when you see a player like that, you can tell it's almost like touching the hot stove. You knew you did it. You can't hide it. You can't fake your way out of it. You just have to eat it. So here we go. DeDominicus in motion, and he is going to get the football, but get no running room. Get no running room whatsoever, as he was going to be hammered down in there by one of the Bobcat defenders. And I want to say that time it was Big Bobby Holden. Holden was the man. Now you got to realize, Bobby Holden is a big boy, 6'3", 340 pounds. And poor Noah DeDominicus at 155 had no chance of moving him. Second, and we'll call it 10.5. Dominicus in motion again, dropping back, but this time not being able to get away from number 52. That is Chris Pirelli. Pirelli read Dennison perfectly. He had his arms around the quarterback, and there was nothing that Dennison could do but take that ride downfield. Loss on that play of a long five. It will bring up a third and about 17.
And it didn't look like a clean exchange between the center and the quarterback, Dennison. He didn't fumble the ball, but he definitely bobbled it, and that caused the play to break down and Pirelli to come through and get to Dennison.
I think not a clean handoff is probably accurate and polite. So here we go. Dennison, third and long yardage. He's got time to pass. He looks around and goes for the man that he wanted to go for, and he's not going to get to him. The intended receiver was down, but Cole Webb was there for the Bobcats. And give Cole Webb, number 12, the 160-pound junior, the clean interception. And it's first and 10 for the Bobcats.
Cole Webb was in the right spot at the right time. Really no other way to put it. It looked like another receiver on Delhi slipped and fell, and I think Dennison just threw it in that area to try to draw a flag from one of the refs, but Cole Webb was right there, and he dove before the ball hit the grass and make the catch. A huge interception for Cole Webb.
My advice to Cole Webb, take credit for it. Well, we have flags flying all over the place. It's way on the far side of the field, and it is going to be called illegal procedure against the Bobcat. And now it will be number 21, Jake Mazzarella, who has arms extended, talking to the official, saying, please explain that one to me. Not going to do any good. They're still going to get the yards marched off against him. And it goes back to a first down and maybe 13, 14 yards. I don't agree with where the ball is and where the line marker is. I think that first down marker's got to go back another yard. Either that or I'm in the wrong position. Long count. 3 minutes, 17 seconds remaining, and the ball is going to be off to number 28, Justin Sirigliano. Sirigliano down to first down territory, but there's one of those yellow flags on the ground.
And it looks like this might be on Delhi, so they might even get more yards at the end of the play.
So the conference of officials is being held at the 35-yard line. And now they are going to say first down for the Bobcats. Now, Tim Mattingly doesn't like what is that call at all. It looks to me like they, what did they say?
Horse collar. I think the fans are arguing that there was a horse collar. And the official waved the flag, so no penalty.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know if it was not thrown or if it was thrown in error, but regardless, the signal was clearly no penalty, first down Bobcats. All right, here we go. Gives the fans something to poop about. Ball going to be kept on the ground, as it will be, let's see, coming up off the bottom of the pile, Jake Mazzarella again. 2 minutes and 36 seconds. The ball boy going out and switching footballs. He comes back in sprinting toward the BG sidelines. Second, and we'll call it two. Man, you like good, exciting games. You and I said before, we didn't care if we see another lopsided blowout for the rest of the season. Corbin Palmer finishes his conversation now with Coach Mattingly. He returns to the field. 2:04, the clock running. It's going to be Cole Webb split out to the far side, but the ball going to be kept on the ground, and rolling right up the middle is Jake Mazzarella. So the Bobcats have picked up another first down on the short gain by Mazzarella. We said before, Billy, that we didn't expect to see too many reserves brought into this ball game, and I haven't seen a one so far.
Nope.
The Bobcats lead it. The score is 28-20. Mathematically, it could become a tie ball game on a two-point conversion. Unlikely. So Palmer now goes to Mazzarella. Mazzarella, the second man through. No appreciable gain on the play. But the main strategy is to keep the clock running. It ticks down to 1:13. I'll tell you. Austin Bowerly now directs things in the huddle, tries to keep people going, pointing out this and that. Don't know if that was needed or if he's just doing it while Corbin Palmer is over at the near sideline talking to Coach Mattingly. Now Corbin comes in, the huddle breaks up. Mattingly sends Cole Webb out to the far sideline, and the Bobcats just drop down and take a knee, and that will pretty much do it right there. 25 seconds on the clock, so the clock winds down, and with that, the BG Bobcats come to the sideline. Very happy fans are more than happy to cheer on the BG Bobcats. So, my friend, if you want to try to tell me who the main scorers are, and Wayne Statman, does it look like Mazzarella picks up a bunch of yards?
Oh, yeah, Jake Mazzarella, 3 touchdowns in this game, highlighted by his 65-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage. again, three touchdowns, over 200 yards, about 210 I had him down for in this ball game tonight. He was certainly the highlight for the BG Bobcats offensively. Justin Sirigliano, another key part to the Bobcats' backfield, picks up nearly 70 yards. So those two, Mazzarella and Sirigliano, got a lot done for BG offensively. Looking at Delhi, it was all about Ingram. He got 75 yards on the ground. He had numerous carries. And then you look at Ben Dennis and the quarterback. He completed a touchdown pass. He was a crucial part to this offense. He hooked up with a few receivers. He had Simons. He also had Austin Gullo as one of his options in the passing game. But really, when you look at it, this game offensively, it was all about Jake Mazzarella.
All right, we will be back with the closing recap and all of the post-game stuff coming up in just a moment. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a six-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Double-digit pay rises are history. Now, money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call 563-3533.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Curry Graves, along with Billy Blake, back here at BG as we sort of get a moment to wrap things up. Well, Mr. Billy, we said we didn't care to see another lopsided game as long as we broadcast this season, and this ball game wasn't boring.
Oh, this game certainly lived up to the hype, and even though this was a non-league game, it certainly had a rivalry feel it almost. I mean, this Delhi team never gave up. BG had a pretty comfortable lead at halftime, 28-8, and Delhi just so resilient. I cannot say enough about this Bulldog team. Despite the loss, you had the 3-yard carry for Ingram in the third quarter, and then with 45 seconds left in that third quarter, the quarterback, Ben Dennison, runs it in from 1 yard out, and all of a sudden, we have a 28-20 game going into the fourth quarter. Neither team scored in that fourth quarter, but boy, was it exciting football to watch.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that you and I watched a week ago, we were talking about who was being interviewed down on the field. Well, not surprisingly, Coach Tim Mattingly, and not surprisingly, Jake Mazzarella. They are the two people that are being interviewed for the cameras today. Before we go through the post-game stuff, I want to thank a whole bunch of people. I want to thank, first of all, our sponsors. We could not keep these games on the air without the commercial messages that are played throughout the game. So if you happen to walk into any of those sponsors, just say thank you. We very much appreciate it. I want to also thank the folks back at the station, our sales and office staff, who do all of the background work to make sure that everything gets on the air and is going the way it should. And we want to thank Joe Gardner, who plans out all the operations and maintains the website. And believe me, there is much more to the website than you realize. And one of the things that's there is called Sports On Demand. All of our broadcasts are archived, so you can go back and listen to any game at any time. And it's all because of Joe Gardner. Thanks a whole lot. Our post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Mr. Billy, I have given you the very difficult task of selecting the players that should be given awards. Your thoughts on an offensive player for this game?
Well, I think we saw the offensive player of the game just, 10 or 12 seconds into the game, Jake Mazzarella. Pretty easy decision there. Three touchdowns over 200 yards. He is going to be so difficult to stop. And when we get into league play, I feel bad for the opponents because he is just so tough, and he's got a good counterpart in Justin Sirigliano. But tonight, it was all about Jake Mazzarella. He is the offensive player of the game.
The only problem they have with Jake, he's not the biggest backfielder. When he runs up against some of those linemen that are going to be massive, my thoughts are with him. It is not the easiest thing in the whole world to do. But you're right. I expect good things from him through the season. The post-game show is also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet. Four convenient locations for you. Unadilla, the one that's closest to home, up the road in Oneonta, over the hill in North Norwich, and now in Delaware County down in Margaretville. So, Mr. Billy, the dynamic defensive player, the person that had certain stuff going today that you sort of like defensively.
Defensive player of the game goes to Cole Webb. He had the huge interception in that fourth quarter. That was a turning point in that game. It stopped the Delhi rally, gave the Bobcats the ball back, and they were able to maintain their 8-point lead. So Cole Webb, with that huge interception in the fourth quarter, is tonight's defensive player of the game.
I had a good friend of mine who used to talk about the Big Mo. Got any idea what the Big Mo is?
Big moment.
Nope. Momentum. And Cole Webb took it away from Delhi at that time. He stopped the Big Mo. And finally, the All-Purpose Award is going to a person who looked good all the way around. And that award is being presented by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Rose Smith, 607-563-3533. Now, before I ask you for it, I know we've got a number of people that are scratching their heads saying if you gave it to Jake Mazzarella, the offensive player, then who the heck are you going to give the all-purpose player to? And I agree with what you wrote down.
Yeah, it was not a clean sweep tonight for the awards with BG. Yes, they do have the offensive player in Mazzarella, the defensive player in Cole Webb. But Delhi's Ben Dennison gets tonight's all-purpose player of the award. Quarterback for the team, plays in the secondary on defense. Not only did he have a lot of key tackles, and he had a long night defensively stopping Jake Mazzarella, but he had to go out there offensively. He had no break at all, and then he had to find his open receivers, and he did a pretty good job of it. He even had to leave the game for a moment with some cramping in his leg. Hats off to Ben Dennison. Valiant effort despite the loss. Ben Dennison, all-purpose player of the game tonight.
I'll go along with that. One of the things that you'll notice is that, and this is we're seeing more and more as schools are losing their partnerships and so on and so forth, they don't have the big numbers that they had. In fact, some people have even told me that it's likely that we're going to do away with JV, that we'll go right from modified, which is sort of junior high,
football, and it's a developmental league, and then go right into varsity, which would make sense. This Delhi squad is not large on numbers this year, and I give a lot of it to coaches Kelly and Kelly to keep the inspiration there and keep things going. In any event, we will be back with another game for you tomorrow evening, not during the day tomorrow, tomorrow evening, as we will be down at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, returning there again to see the Seton Catholic Central Saints, this time going up against the Unitego Spartans. This is going to be the real test of my close personal friend, Billy Blake, because he's going to have green and white going up against green and white. And we'll see if you can keep all the players said that when we look at Unitego, which is a green, they may have a little gold in there too, going up against the Seton Catholic Central Saints. Big test tomorrow night. So, I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And we will be there tomorrow. Hope you're going to be in the ballpark. It's always the best place to see any game. So, in the meantime, more continuous favorites coming your way on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. From Bainbridge-Guilford High School, good night, everybody.